Speaking at the recent 2023 Ag Outlook Forum, U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann, a Republican from Kansas, and U.S. Congresswoman Sherese Davids, a Democrat from Kansas, answered a question on if controversy over the SNAP program nutrition benefits can be expected in the Farm Bill debate. Congressman Mann.
There is still disagreement on behalf of some members of Congress, I'm going to speak for everybody, on what those levels are. So I think that continues to be part of the conversation. And when it's 81% of the funding, how would it not be? So it's just when you talk about the Farm Bill, 81% now is on the food nutrition side. Whether those amounts are where they should be or not, that's for Congress to decide.
Congresswoman Davids said the debate isn't just on party lines.
Some Democrats want to see much higher funding. So there's intra-party dynamics that are at play for even for the nutrition programs as well. So it's not surprising that there's going to constantly be an argument. I just had hoped that in this Congress with the Fiscal Responsibility Act that it would be maybe tamped down a little bit.
There are a number of points of contention when it comes to SNAP benefits, among them work requirements. Only about 13% of SNAP recipients have work requirements, and Republicans would like to see that number increase. Currently, SNAP participants who are able to work and don't have a dependent are required to work at least 80 hours per month to qualify for the program. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.